Dude,
wham!
That was loud.
We are here.
Welcome to Indiana Success Happy Hour. Ryan Quinlan once again from Daniels Real Estate and First Home Indy on YouTube.
And Brad Nickham from Nest Mortgage Group and Tasting Tequila with Brad.
Our guest isn't even paying attention. He's just looking off to the side like he doesn't give a damn what we're doing.
He's got drinks in his hand. He's happy.
Hey, wait, we have a guest. Sir, tell the folks who you are.
I'm Chris Corkin. I'm Brad's neighbor.
Long commute to get here today?
It was a few steps. It was about.
You know, here's what I can tell you. The steps here are going to be different than the steps home. They're going to be a little more wobbly and a little more crooked, but glad to have
it's a big drop off on the side of the driveway.
When you're drunk, it is.
Gonna watch that.
I'll probably sit down.
Good idea. Good idea. All right. Well, again, welcome to the show. We have beverages. Notice, look, it's Yayo Tequila. What you got there, Brad?
Dude, this is like a really awesome tequila. This is the Yayo Mission 1530. Mission 1530 is a charity that's part of the Tequila That Cares Foundation. Once a year, they pick one brand and they create Mission 1530, and then all of the money goes to a foundation. In this case, they're going to rebuild a school in Arandas. They're going to help a school have computers. These kids don't have computers. They don't have any grass on their soccer field. They don't have gender bathrooms, right? This is going small school in Aranda. Yayo has put together their first ever Añejo. That they aged this in several different barrels. It finished in a Willet barrel. This is going to be for sale at Sip Tequila on May 2nd, and it's going to be at 9 a.m. Eastern or Pacific Standard Time. So, okay. And that time may change. So definitely go to Sip Tequila, look for the link to it. There's a really cool QR code that you probably can't get from the video, but Brian will put pictures of it. On the inside of the bottle, it says for the next generation. Honestly, this tequila is amazing. I'm going to pour it while you talk about your beer.
Can we silence the notifications?
That should be the last one. But it is on sleep focus, and for some reason, when I put on sleep focus, it still comes through.
All right. Well, a friendly little beer here called B Pills from Gnosis Brewing that I had, of course, never heard of. But it's out of Merrillville, Indiana.
Merrillville.
Yeah.
They make a lot of beer in Indiana.
So described as American Pilsner with Citra hops and orange blossom honey.
What are citrus hops?
Well, it's
Citra hops.
You know, whether you want to go with kind of a lemony, citrusy kind of flavor, it's got a bit of that in there with a little orange thrown in. I do like my orange and tangerine flavored beers. And so, yeah, this one hits pretty good. It's almost clear. So, you know, pretty light, fruity beer. So good stuff.
So drink like an IPA?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Brian doesn't like IPAs because, again, they all taste the same.
What does an IPA look like when you drink it?
It goes in the sink.
It's
right in the trash can.
I was picturing your face being like...
Or it just remains in the fridge and I don't need to take it. Chris, you have tequila.
Yes.
Alma del Jaguar.
Great job.
Thank you.
Couldn't have told you that. I spun the bottle around as well.
It's been aged in a Japanese... it's over there and I can't remember, but it's like a Japanese whiskey barrel.
Okay. You need a bottle to
probably
read this?
Yeah, it would be helpful because I haven't talked about this one in a while. Single state agave stone oven rolled mill. The 18.5 months in what's called a
Añejo. Naranja.
Yeah, he says those words better than I do.
There you go.
He's a math teacher and he knows how to say things. This cast is actually not Japan. This is from Spain. A big
Andalusia?
Word. Andalusia, Spain. So it is.
You're really testing my knowledge of reading and can I see the damn words?
Right.
You know.
And then if we had this bottle and we added another bottle, we would have
two.
He's a math teacher. Yes. I just wanted to make sure that he covered it.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you like your
you like tequila?
It's good. I generally. Yeah, I've never been much of a tequila drinker other than drinking some margaritas. But since moving next door to Brad, I've definitely been drinking more straight tequila.
Yeah.
And this one's good. It's approachable for a bourbon drinker like myself.
I tried to find something a little woody for you.
Drinker.
So, all right, cheers,
Chris,
my friend.
Today.
Absolutely. Cheers, sir.
Lightning. And cheers to you all.
That's what she said.
Really? A light ding? Why would she say that?
Disappointed.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right, Brad, Chris is your neighbor, and you said, hey, let's have my neighbor Chris on because,
I mean,
this Chris, is Success Happy Hour. Where are we going?
Chris just isn't a neighbor.
Oh.
Chris is a neighbor upgrade.
Oh, okay.
Neighbors in the past.
So I remember.
Some people that know me know what I mean. I love the past neighbors, but this is a neighbor upgrade. And we ended up having mutual friends, which was really cool. A guy that used to work for me in the mortgage business, guy Dave Roberts. Who's
insane. My name.
And then as we're talking, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm in the mortgage business. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in the property management business. And I'm like, okay, wow.
By similar fields.
Yep. Yeah. So we are real estate and real estate adjacent.
Right.
Right. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
So tell us what you do. Tell us about your business.
Myself and my wife run a property management company here in Indianapolis, in Hortsville now, but all over the state of Indiana. You know, we have properties 2 hours north, you know, up in Hamlin, Indiana, kind of everywhere. So we don't really turn away anybody. We do all of our maintenance in-house. So, you know, a lot of wheels turning every day. But it's fun. I've been doing it for about 3 years. My wife's been doing it for 20.
Wow. Oh, wow.
You know, I take a lot of lead from her, just try and soak up as much stress as I can for her every day.
How many properties are you managing?
So we manage close to 400 properties. We had an apartment complex that was 187 units that we just stopped managing that, ended up selling, that relieved a lot of stress and a lot of pressure off of us. So that we were able to focus
about more. 187 units of stress.
to focus more on, the TBH side of our company. So, and that's worked out really well for us.
Okay. So you just threw, we all like to talk in acronyms in the real estate business. The acronym you just
used. TBH management. That's our company name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was To Be Honest.
Today's Better Homes.
Oh, all right. There you go. That's a pretty good one too.
Yeah.
So, are these homes that you own or are these homes that investors own that you manage for them?
These are homes investors own that we manage for them. Whether they're stateside or overseas, makes no difference. If they have an investment property in the state of Indiana, we can help them manage that situation in a less stressful way than them trying to do it themselves, Jim.
What is, I guess, kind of a day-to-day things you deal with? Collecting rent from people or setting up maintenance people to come in?
Yeah, absolutely. Both those.
All that.
Yeah. Collecting rent, you know, the first 5 days of the month or when we accept rent, you know, without any kind of penalties. So those are, busy days, a lot of stuff rolling in, a lot of phone calls happening, you know, people letting us know why they will or will not be able to pay rent, that kind of thing. And then, maintenance work orders kind of every day, you know, myself and Shelly, my wife get calls throughout the night, even, you know, with people that have, you know, hot water that stops working or a basement that's flooded or a tree that came down on the house or whatever it may be, you know, so we get to handle those fun items on the whim kind of constantly.
So day six, do you have like a kneecap breaker person?
No. That'd be great. Oh, Shelly's our enforcer, my wife, definitely. So, and then if not, it'd be her brother, who is like twice my size.
It's got him, Vito.
His name's Joey.
Well, of course, his name is Joey.
I mean, they do have a shooting range, so I know they're practicing for a reason.
We like shooting. It's a lot of fun. I was in the military, so, you know, I've always, you know, owned firearms, and, you know, my kids learned how to shoot when they were 8 and 10 years old. Continue to do so, love to do it proficiently and safely. And, we've had numerous people over to the property already that have learned how to shoot over there and feel really comfortable doing it in this kind of situation instead of in, you know, potentially a stuffy range where people are, you know, not being so kind, not being so gentle.
Or 30 and then post in a liquor store.
You been over there and work on your firearms yet?
I know, but I've been over there while they're doing it.
Yeah. That's come on. Stop on by. We make a little noise.
I knew they were out there.
Hard not to notice, right?
Oh, no, actually, it's he a very gracious neighbor. He's like, hey, if you're doing, he knows that I dabble in internet video porn? Recording. I don't dab before, I think.
All in on that.
Man, so I got the big ass OnlyFans. So he wanted to make sure that he never interrupted. And I'm like, correct. Dude, I can't hear it over there. Like,
there's neighbors that can. On Super Bowl Sunday, they called the sheriff on me.
Boy.
They came rolling up in the driveway.
Maybe it's because Brad's ears just don't work all
No, Brad didn't. Another
no, neighbor. We call those people a pain in the ass.
I think they were just surprised, probably. You know, and it's, I didn't really go meet everybody. You were actually the only neighbor that we came over and met, which I, you know, nobody was living in the blue house, and I didn't really feel like I needed to hit the other side of the street.
The only one you need to meet is Ted. He's pretty awesome. Okay. Outside of that, he's an 80-plus-year-old old.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's our biggest fan.
Yeah, there you go.
No idea.
And
that'd be great if you are, Ted. I'd love you. He's my favorite. He's my second favorite neighbor. He was my favorite neighbor.
Yeah, I'd like to meet a few more of them, though. You know, we'll have a, you know, big pool party, barbecue kind of thing.
I think we're at the 4th of July soiree.
So where are you? If you need to use the driveway, parking, you can. We're actually going to be in Michigan for the 4th of July. Oh, there
you go. But wait, I thought you did. I thought
We do a big one every year, but, you know, my family's, you know, we've had some stuff go on the past year, you know, and so I need to kind of spend a little time with them. They invited us all up there to the Canadian Lakes, that area up there.
Oh, like, what's that about? What it is?
They celebrate 4th of July at the Canadian Lakes?
They do. It's in Michigan.
Oh, what's that about?
Yeah, but they do a pirate fest. Everybody decorates their boats like pirate ships. They have big old water cannons on the boats.
I mean, I was really expecting a giant fireworks display.
Next year.
Labor Day. You saved that for Labor Day.
Yeah, we can do that on Labor Day as well.
There you go.
Memorial Day is coming up too. Maybe
we can so it is.
I'm down with all.
So you've been in this business, you said, personally for 3 years.
Correct.
So what did you do before you were in the property management?
I was a professional chef.
What?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the good stuff.
Now we are.
Yeah, a lot of cooking. I still get to cook. I just enjoy it more.
Did you buy a house with a quality kitchen?
You wouldn't believe it. That's right. That was a huge selling point. I actually, when I bought this house, the week, you know, well, it wasn't a week before, it was a few weeks before, I had actually looked at the blue house next door to mine first and was going to purchase that house. I, you know, I looked at it, walked out the front door, and I said, okay, you know, let's put an offer in on it, you know, to my realtor. And he said, well, the house next door is for sale as well. You want to take a look at it? And
neighbors are cooler.
Yeah, I walked in that front door and immediately just fell in love with the house because of the kitchen.
Okay.
So it's got, you know, granite countertops and massive sink, soft close cabinets, all stainless steel, you know, hardware, which, you know, we put everything in there because it's all stuff I love. So
most importantly, stove,
amazing
quality.
Soft close cabinets is the one we open up in these.
I'm a realtor, jackass. Oh, I know this.
Yeah, you do.
And we have them at my house.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it was a huge selling point for the house.
Favorite thing to cook?
Anything on my grill outside of the kitchen, honestly. Yeah, I love my smoker. I love my grill. Love my flat top.
So are you a brisket guy, ribs guy, steak guy?
Ribs, for sure. You know, I'd probably have to cook them once a week so the family, they all love them. I do 4 different flavors every time, that kind of thing. So
I do not care for ribs.
Oh, wow.
No, listen.
A lot of work for not a big enough fan.
He doesn't like a lot of really great.
He'd be like, thing to,
do you like Ferraris? No, they're kind of uncomfortable.
False. The way you sit in. I never sat in one. They're fantastic.
He always climbs the thing that, like, all of us love.
4th of July.
I love America. I hate 4th of July. I don't like America.
That's false. I never say I hate 4th of July. I just don't care for the fireworks. I don't see the excitement. Blowing your, setting your money on fire.
Yeah. I got pictures on my phone of my garage filled with like $50,000 worth and probably explosives.
It's Ryan can crochet. Like beautiful
that is
flag.
False. 100% false. I have no crochet or sewing skills whatsoever.
It'd be way cooler if you did.
It would be really cool. It became out.
Look what I made today.
4th of July apron that he crocheted with fireworks on it.
Guess what you're getting for your birthday, Chris?
That's fine.
I'm looking forward to you owning your crochet skills.
Oh, it's going to be great. That's what I'm going to do on the plane on the way to Mexico in a couple weeks.
Okay, we're going to snag into a little story here. Brian is actually going to go to Tequila. We're going to fly into Arandas. All right, we're going to fly into Guadalajara.
Sure.
And then we're taking a car to, we're going to get to go through Arenal and Amatatan, and then we're going to go into Tequila, and we are going to crawl into the belly of the beast, and we're going to visit
Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, we got an industry trip where it is come see it all, ask any questions, the transparency tour.
Guess who won't have questions? Seems unlikely.
Going to go to an agave field. You're going to harvest agave.
All right.
And then we're going to stay downtown Tequila. The coolest thing that I found out so far, the thing I'm absolutely the most excited about.
First class.
Nope. Ah. We get our own.
Hey, I don't got to share a room with you. That trip just got even better. And we leave on my birthday. So
I know. So great. Your birthday is going to be just tequila.
High fly.
Are you going to be drinking tequila?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
So you like it. You just can't tell the difference.
You really don't care for tequila, but if they're going to give it to me and fly me down to Mexico. I mean, I am a trier of things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, give it a whirl.
When we get on the plane, even though we're not going to be in first class, I'm bringing us some Bular tequila.
All right.
And I'm going to try my best to get us out to visit Team 99.
Okay.
You go see Fortaleza.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Most exciting thing about being in the property management business.
Weekend,
the late night phone call,
days off.
Yeah,
okay. It's when we get to take a break, it's nice. You know, there's not much of a break, you know, when you have so many people, you know, that live in properties that you manage. You know, there's generally always somebody who's got an issue going on, so there's not a lot of lull.
I was thinking about that when you said, you know, late night phone calls. Like, there can't be a day off.
No, absolutely not. So every single day, there's absolutely Saturday and Sunday, there's issues every week.
So your business, really, the advantage is not necessarily what you do, because you're like me, we get called all the time. The advantage of what you do is for that person that wants to call Brian and get their first rental property. They have no idea what to do with this rental property they just bought. Do they call you?
Absolutely. Well, they could call us, and we'll either consult with them, you know, at no charge. I want to help somebody out, you know, if they're confused about the situation, if they're just getting into it, you know, because later down the line, they might end up deciding that they don't want to self-manage, you know, or they don't want to use the property manager that they ended up starting with. And that opens that door, you know, up for me, just from being somebody kind that they can, you know, bend my ear, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, paying million bucks for it, that kind of thing. So,
and you probably have some great relationships
with
companies to help you with repairs, upgrades.
Absolutely.
When the person trashed the place and now they're moving out, got to re-rent it to somebody else.
Yeah, very common, unfortunately. So, yeah, we have contractors we've worked with for years that we trust completely that, you know, give us good deals and, you know, enough of a break that we can pass that along to, you know, our clients and make it hurt a little less.
I mean, you did it for me. Like I said, yeah, hey, sure. We had all this wind and you had roof damage.
Sure,
we actually had a mini tornado that spun around our house and threw shit everywhere. Tips.
Yeah.
That was a podcast today.
Ripped my gutter off. Didn't realize it till the next night when I was trying to sleep and stuff was going.
Oh.
And so I called in and a couple of days later, one of his best contractors were here, gave me a quote, fixed it immediately. Did a very good job. So
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
If I owned the property, and you handled it like that, I would be really happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we try to do. Get things done quick. And, you know, it's again, as painless as possible. Sometimes things cost more than people want them to, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, but you know, in the line of business that I'm in, I have to tell everybody what something costs. So,
thinking of that, I just bought my first rental property. I don't know what to do as an owner. I call you. And you're going to now help me. How do I pay you? What's the process on you as a property manager?
If you were to sign a property management agreement with us, it'd be 10% of any rents collected. So I'm not going to, most property management companies are going to charge you to place the tenant. We don't charge to place the tenant. You know, until we get somebody in your property, I don't charge you that 10%. I don't charge you a fee to fill that property, anything like that. We try and make it as comfortable as possible and as smooth as possible. Yeah, we list our properties everywhere that you could possibly think of, you know, for a rental property, including our own sites, Facebook, all over the place. Get them rented as quickly as we can. So it's as long as the client, the person owning the home is honest with themselves about what the property is worth and what it can rent for, and they've done that kind of homework, it's usually pretty easy. You know, some of them, because of the renovation they've done on the inside, if they paid too much for a renovation, you know, they might want to rent the property for more, you know, and that's just not how it works in the normal world. So
that happens with listing prices too, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm sure. Owners think their home is worth more than it is.
Mm-hmm. My baby's got their hot mark on that door.
It's hard to explain stuff like that to clients, but you know, it's luckily I've gotten better at it.
So you'll go from zero. So I just bought this property. No one's rented it before. You're going to help me find the renter. What's your process of vetting somebody to rent it?
No, we use our leasing agent, which is actually my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And she's been working, you know, for Shelley at our company for like it's 12 years or something like that now. And does an amazing job. She does background checks on them, checks their financials. We don't base credit, you know, on the rental, but we do check credit to see if they owe any previous landlords, any utility companies, things like that. You know, if they, you know, owe thousands of dollars for five different cars that they've got in the past 2 years, you know, things like that are good to know, and can affect, you know, whether they can financially afford to rent the property. So, you know, we vet them according to that. And then 2.5 times, you know, they have to make 2.5 times what the property rents for.
Oh, okay. So, you know, in the mortgage world, we call it a debt to income ratio.
Absolutely.
In the real estate world, they go, what? They don't get approved. But on your side, you actually have a calculation to figure out what they can qualify for the rent.
Correct. And it's super easy. And any of them can do that. They just need to, you know, take the rent, multiply it by 2.5, you know, and that's going to tell them exactly what they have to make a month in order to be able to rent the property.
So do you gather income docs to prove that they
have? Absolutely. They have to come with proof of income only for the past 30 days. They have to prove that they have a job the past 30 days. We're not going back months and months, but you know, we look at that information. We look at that information through my case and things like that to find out, right, you know, where they've worked and whatnot. But yeah, you know, 30 days worth of income, you know, will be proof enough for us. And you got to make that 2.5. Can't have an eviction within the past 2 years as well.
Okay, so you're looking at evictions. You're looking at like judgments.
And that didn't show on credit anymore.
Well, so, yeah, you can't have an eviction or have been filed on. It's the thing, and that's what catches everybody. Yeah, you know, they think I didn't get evicted. Yeah, but you got filed on 6 times for non-payment of rent.
Right.
So
how about like criminal records?
We don't look at criminal records. You know, it's just something that if it ends up becoming an issue, we handle it at that point. But you know, if somebody's, you know, a child molester or something like that, yeah, they have to, you know, provide that information. But no, we do not look at criminal records.
Honestly, if somebody's done their time.
Absolutely. I mean,
they got to get a start. We can't just kick them back. They're going to end up back, right?
For sure.
So when you're looking at credit, do you have like a minimum credit score, or is it really just...
It's just to look at the history in the past of what you owe. We don't base anything on the credit score.
I mean, I have so many customers... I shouldn't say so, but I have customers that, you know, they're out of their apartment. They have no place to go. They have a low credit score, and they go to apartment complexes and they just can't get in. And
absolutely.
They're like, I'm going to be homeless. And then they call me thinking that all the apartment complexes told me, no, maybe you'll sell me a house. And
wow,
it is. I mean, honestly, it's one of the saddest parts of my business is explaining to a couple that, yeah, your rent went up. And you can't afford your rent, but you really can't afford
it. In a house.
And that it's super important for sure. Yeah. Right. But in renting, it's not.
Not as much?
Yeah, you don't have to have credit because you're not owning the home. You're taking care of it. You have to have renter's insurance in order to rent from us, which is something that, you know, not all rental companies require. Right. But we have to have, you know, proof that you have renter's insurance. Our name has to be on it. That way we're notified if they lapse in payment, you know, and lose it.
So Brian and I, as realtors and mortgage people, I'm speaking directly for Brian right now.
Thank you.
We have noticed that there's a real affordability problem in buying homes.
Yes, there is.
So have you started to see that on the rental side where it's just becoming difficult for people to afford rent?
A little bit. It has gone up some, but the majority of our clients will buy, you know, homes that need to be renovated. So they get them at a real good price. And then they renovate them and they, you know, they rent them for kind of market value in that area, you know, so they they try and stay, according to the neighborhood, what they should be renting for, the other homes in the area, that kind of thing. So it's usually pretty affordable, I feel like, according to what people are making. There's, of course, people that cannot afford it. You'll need to be looking for different, types of homes, that kind of thing. Or just need to be making more money.
We know those customers.
For sure. It's hard. I mean, there were times, myself and my wife, we had to work multiple jobs and bust our butts to, get where we were and move forward in life. And it's hard, but everybody can do it. I feel like it's a lot of people don't try.
All that hard work and busting his butts and putting his nose to the grindstone. He ends up being my neighbor.
Amen.
Rose to being your neighbor and getting on our podcast.
Damn it.
No, it's
his music is loud.
Definitely happy. I never hear anything.
Well, I haven't had it on yet. It's not summertime.
It's gone.
Here's what's cool. So I got this guy that moves in next door. I'm excited to meet him, and he comes over, and the first thing he's like, "You have guitars."
Yeah.
So he's a guitar playing, alcohol drinking, country music listening, gun shooting cook. I was trying to figure out how to pave a sidewalk to his.
He just wants a ramp so he doesn't have to sit down.
I will have that made by the end of the week. We'll get a ramp made.
Excellent.
Good, Matt. It'd be all right.
It'd be an underground tunnel for, the rough
weather. Yeah, we're getting a little crazy.
I'm wrong. We're not dating each other. Yeah,
we'll have plenty of noise over in our area. Me and Shelly have two kids, and our kids have significant others. We have a grandbaby on the way that'll be here in August.
Got dogs too. They like dogs.
Four dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, we make our fair share of noise.
Yeah. See, I thought I wanted Brian to move in next door, but then after meeting you, I realized how stuffy Brian really is with all the crochet and everything. Yeah. Such a better neighbor.
Reservations.
Well, dude, I got to say thanks for taking your time walking across the street after a busy ass day and drinking tequila with us.
It was my pleasure.
Dude, I'm excited about having you as a neighbor and excited about learning more about your business.
I look forward to future parties.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of cooking.
And having you come to casino night in November.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. We'll be here. Birthday month. And
hey, there you go. Right. I learned crochet by then. Thanks for watching. See you next time on Indiana Success Happy Hour. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's Brian and Brad. Grab your seat. Real talk served with a boozy beat. Tune in, don't even blink. 'Cause real estate makes us drink.